Good morning, everyone. It is Monday, October 10, 2016, Columbus Day. Happy Columbus Day. Happy federal holiday to those of you that have the day off. And those of you that don't, well, just think about it this way. It's a little bit quieter today. Not as many phone calls, no mail, no running to the bank, no nothing. And that's pretty good. But, you know, not as many phone calls. I hope I cleared that up. Anyway, today I'm going to talk. Oh, I'm Dave Guerra, and this is the Daily Dave for Monday. Anyway, today I want to talk a little bit about leadership in politics, or the lack thereof. See, right now, what's going on is we have become a nation that accepts the crazy, the nonsensical, the nonsense, that's nonsensical, the nonsense, the finger-pointing, the name-calling, the leaked videos, the leaked audios, the leaked emails, the leaked this, leaked that, but we failed to demand a leader. Right now, after last night's debate and watching the Green Bay Packers take on the New York Giants, and I was flipping between the two, and the Green Bay Packer game was much more interesting. At least you knew where you stood there. But we have become so immune. We have allowed our future to be handled in 140 characters. We've allowed our policies, foreign and domestic, to be dictated by YouTube videos. We have allowed ourselves to cry foul the moment somebody looks at us wrong or says something wrong. Now, I'm not condoning the actions of both candidates, both major party candidates, but what I am saying is that all party candidates are just as equal to blame. And what I'm getting at is we have the two major party, Democrat and Republic. We have them. Okay, set them aside. But we also have the Green parties and the Libertarians and the Socialists and all the other parties that are out there. What are they doing? What are they doing to make their names heard? No, they're playing to their tribe, their small little communities. And that's all they're doing. They're not thinking globally. They're not thinking nationally. And the two major ones that are thinking nationally are playing the Kardashian game. I hate that word. They're playing that game. They are playing finger-pointing games. They're playing childish games. They are playing tag, you're it, now your turn to insult me. It's like the dozens, if you know what the dozens is. But that's all that politics has become now. There's no leaders. Nobody wants to step up and lead. Everybody wants the title and do nothing. Everybody wants the title and let their party direct what they do and say and act and behave. But nobody wants to step up and actually say, you know what, I'm the leader now. We're going to get things done, and we're going to get things done together. Because guess what? That's how this nation was founded, together. So what I'm getting at is, why are we allowing people to just finger point and leak information and just spill beans here and there, and accept that as perfectly normal, acceptable behavior between these people that want to be our leaders? They're not leaders now. Sure, they might be leaders in their minds, but they are not behaving like leaders. And that's what has me on the fence. That's what has me looking for that little box that says none of the above. And that's what I'm going to vote for. Because I don't feel confident in my vote. Because I don't feel confident in any candidate. The major party candidates, because they're just children. And all the other candidates, they're not stepping up. Why are they afraid to step up and say, hey, no, I demand my place at that debate. And go and tell the media this is the way it's going to be. Not have the media drive them. Not have the media declare those other candidates, those other presidential candidates, as second-class citizens. Can't do that. Because, again, we've allowed it to happen. We've allowed the media to dictate who we are and what we've become as a nation. Safe zones and trigger words and other nonsense like that. No, we can't live like that. That's not how we are a great nation. But then again, name calling and bullying and pushing people around is also not how we become a great nation. We become a great nation by doing things, by doing the right things for our country, for our citizens, for each and every one of us. It doesn't matter who, so long as you live in this country, it's doing the right for that person, for that citizen of this nation of ours, for all citizens in this nation. And that's why we need a leader, a real leader, to step up and say, you know what, that's enough of this nonsense. Let's move on. Let's get things going. Let's fix this problem. And this problem is, we need a leader. Folks, I've rambled. This has been Dave Guerra. This is Monday, October 10th, Columbus Day in the United States. I thank you for your time, and this has been the Daily Dave. Until tomorrow.